What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me, what's hot in this market?
Volatility, Don, that's something traders absolutely love. We like when markets move. Unfortunately, this one's not to the farmer's benefit, but it is to the end user's benefit. And there are people who love volatility. Also on my list is low interest rates. With world markets collapsing, one of the benefits is the price to borrow money, how much it costs. Watching the 30-year bond, 10-year, 5-year, short-term interest rates all going down, coming into operating season, this could help people a little.
And fuel costs, what about that?
Looking at my crude oil chart, Don, crude oil, $13 off just where it was a few weeks ago when the bombs were flying. Call your fuel guy, check out some spring prices, see there's some opportunities there. It's the one thing that you can try to buy low a few times a year. You're getting a chance at crude oil right now.
Of course, all eyes on the coronavirus going on in China.
Not only China, but America just announced that it's in Ontario. Traveling across the world, watching a couple Twitter handles that show the coronavirus. Actually, someone created a coronavirus Twitter handle, and they announce as this virus travels through. A week ago, people were taking this lightly. It looks like it's very serious. China's shutting down whole cities. Matter of fact, China currently on their New Year break, which is typically a few weeks off, they're saying they're going to extend it. So you're asking a whole country of people, 1.6 billion people, to stay home and not travel, and it's very much affecting the stock markets across the world.
Tommy, tell me about Dr. Copper.
Dr. Copper, he was telling us there was a problem Wednesday and Thursday. If you go to barchart.com and look at a daily of copper, copper started selling off very hard Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and again, Sunday night. Copper is a great indicator of the world economy, especially Chinese economy. For copper was the first market I noticed on my radar screen selling off and continuing today. Dr. Copper, a great indicator of world markets.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.